Now, the life of Mary Southern. With Max awaiting trial in jail, Mary Southern is faced with the specter of years of loneliness and perhaps hardship if Max receives a prison sentence, innocent though he is. Dr. John Benson generously offered to be her protector in the event of Max's imprisonment. But Dr. Benson was hounded by the fear that he wanted Max to go to prison so that his hopeless love for Mary might be realized in Max's absence. Tormented by this thought, Benson told Mary that he would not risk betraying Max that way and threatened to leave town. Mary calmed him, reminding him that the trial was yet to come and that Max might not be found guilty at all. Meanwhile, Danny and Daddy Stratford, preparing the furnace in Daddy's hotel for winter, may have something to say about Max's and Mary's problem.
All right now, Daddy. Take care of that new grate. Hey!
What's the matter, Daddy?
I was forgetting that grate I said. I'm ready to put it in. Now, come on.
Oh, the new grate? Oh, yeah.
The new grate. Yeah. Make it snappy. Come on. We got to get up and mind the desk. Well?
I'm coming, Daddy, coming.
Well, come on, then.
All right, Daddy, now, you ready?
Oh, for goodness sakes, the grate. You broke the grate. I told you those things were cast iron.
Well, maybe that one was cast once too often. Well, it seems like everything.
They're making jokes. Cast once too often. Did you have to break it?
Well, it could have broken your toe instead.
Oh.
Even the one you're well off. Yeah. You never know when we're well off, I guess.
Oh, no. None of that, son. We've got a furnace to mend, and you've broken the gratings.
Well, there's no use going on now, is there?
What's ailing you, son?
Well, Daddy, it never rains, but it pours.
Now, that's original, Danny boy. What brought that on?
Oh, just when it looks like maybe we can cure Phyllis out of that wheelchair and get her up and around on crutches. Bingo. Max and Mary get the act.
Well, Danny, it had to come, and the sooner over, the better. Now, so long as that Cheney fellow was on the loose with the information that it'd make it bad for Max in court, Max and Mary had the tarnation jitters. Well, Cheney's caught.
And that puts Max right back in jail for trial.
But they expected it sometime. It's a great relief. Now it's over.
Well, did it have to happen just when we had hopes of Phyllis's being cured?
No, Danny, don't be bitter.
Well, I don't care for myself. It's Phyllis and our two babies.
I know.
And she's Max's sister as well as my wife.
Well, don't you think the knowledge of failing your sister and your wife sits heavy on poor Max's conscience? Let alone his other worries.
Yes. I guess I am being selfish. Oh, but gee, Daddy. What did Phyllis ever do to get such a bum break to begin with? Being paralyzed like that. Daddy, why Phyllis?
Yeah, that's what the fella on the other side of the globe would have said if it had been his young wife. Why anybody? Now, come on, you're young. You stick it out the early rounds, and you'll likely go the whole route and maybe win the decision. Wouldn't be surprised at all. You stick it out.
That's all right for me. I can take it all right, but here's Max in jail waiting for trial and maybe a stiff sentence for something he didn't do, and Phyllis's chances to get better not sky high along with everything else. The two kids, not... Oh, Daddy, tell me. What do people do when they're caught in anything like that? It isn't right. It's cruel.
But it's a hard fact. Now, here. Here, sit down on this step while I tell you what kind of a stomach it takes to digest hard facts. And while I see if you've got that kind of a stomach, Danny.
There, is that better?
Oh, that's fine, Mary. Thank you. I can run the wheelchair myself. This way. Suppose I might as well get good and used to the wheelchair now.
I don't think so, Phyllis.
Why not?
Because you're not going to need it so very much longer.
That was last week, Mary. Things are different now.
You're not going to need the wheelchair, I said. You're going to be cured until you can get about yourself. At least on crutches. You don't believe that, do you?
Really, Mary, I don't care. Except for Danny and the children. More than anything, I want it to be all right with you and Max. Just for your sake.
I know you do, Chad.
I'll
They would. Would? What would?
What? Oh.
Why, there'll be only a stopping place on the way to a complete cure.
Dr. DeRoy didn't say that, did he?
No. He held out some little hope for it, but he did say that your mental outlook would have a lot to do with your recovery.
Well, mental outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how can I feel any differently?
Surely.
You have Maxie, even if he should go to prison. Even for a long time, he'll come out again, strong and sound and alive.
You mustn't speak like that, Phyllis.
He'll come back to you and you can go right on being happy and married and in love. But me and Danny, we're different. I'm not a wife. I'm a crook.
No. The machine's broken down for a while, but it'll be running again in top shape. You need that, Phyllis, for your own sake. And Danny.
I can't believe it. I can't. And poor Danny. Poor Danny.
Please, dear. I knew just as surely as anything that you'll be better someday. I love Max, but no more than Danny cares for you. Surely if I can wait, then Danny can wait. He's a man stronger than we are.
He isn't. He's only a big boy.
Well, he'll grow up then while you grow better. He'll be stronger because he knows he must be to help you. You see?
Yes. I guess so.
Oh, it looks bad at times, Phyllis, but then when everything seems lost, somehow we find new reserve, new strength, and we do go on. We do. We must. Look, Phyllis, Danny's at the hotel with Daddy. Let me call him. Let him speak to you. Let him tell you what I've been telling you, and you'll know that I've been right. Shall I, dear? Phyllis. Yes, Phyllis. You need your strength and your courage, too.
I'm old enough to know what I'm talking about. Just young enough, maybe, to hammer it into you. If you don't get it by the gentle practices known to man. Well, then, what do you say? Do you accept the judgment of reason?
Boy, I guess so, Daddy.
And does the chin stay up and the fire of conflict flicker in your eyes?
Well, it was only that I felt so rotten about Phyllis, because... Well, Daddy, I've had a feeling that... Well, that she... Oh... Well, that she feels she hasn't done just right by me by losing the use of her legs. Poor kid. Poor little baby.
And you'll stick by her, son?
Stick by her? What? My dad. Well, nothing else ever entered my head.
Just fixing so he doesn't, that's all, eh?
Well, I wouldn't even think of... Well, I just don't know. I don't know how you'd ever think of such a thing. I think I ought to get mad and resent that. I do resent it.
Yeah. I'll have it out with you behind City Hall. Snowballs at 30 paces. But don't pack them too hard. Go spin your top.
Oh, Daddy, don't talk like that, please. I'm not very young anymore, you know.
No? Well, maybe you're right. Boys grow up overnight sometimes.
Only I'd hate to think the old happy days are gone. Phyllis and me... No more than big kids running and hollering in the meadow, running over the riverbank, running upstairs, and we could have easily taken the elevator. Running. Always running and happy. They're gone, Dad.
Maybe you just think so, son. Well, let's gather this old iron together and take it upstairs. Save the junk, I guess.
Daddy, look. Well, we're in good shape. We've got a good grade here.
What? How? Well, you went and bust a good one, lunkhead.
No, I guess I didn't ask you. No, I know. You handed me the old warp grade, and I put it down. And then when you asked me for the new grade, I picked up the old one again and handed it to you and dropped it. The old one I dropped.
Well, I might have known it. Then again, it just goes to show you. You were more than right. We don't know when we're well off until we look around sharper and see things better, eh? All right, son. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's put this new great in the live about it, eh?
Somewhere, Mary Southern and Daddy Stratford, your names are being recorded in some divine record for extreme gallantry in turning young despair into hope.